Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
It's Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes. Let's laugh our ways to better health and maybe even to better vision. Comedian Lauren Ciclo will share her insights of her career in both diabetes management and traditional medicine and comedy. She's learned that laughter will relieve stress, enhance circulation, and augment the pathways to wellness. But let me not take up any of her times. Lauren, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Give us a little hint
on your background.
So my background is I've actually been in the diabetes sector for about 15 years with Johnson & Johnson, and most of my days are spent discussing the disease state as well as the different drug therapy options for patients with endocrinologists. So that is my background as far as what I do, you know, day to day. But also, I, about 4 years ago, decided to get into stand-up comedy to kind of offset all of the clinical data I sift through every day and really just have a little fun.
Well, it may be obvious to people, but would you share how humor transforms other people's moods and perhaps even your own?
Yes. I think when we really look at laughter, it's just very powerful, and it also very much so provides just an inexhaustible resource. I think that on a scientific note, and I dabble in neuroscience. I'm not sure if you do that, but no. On a scientific note, you know, it's definitely been proven that laughter does increase serotonin and also decreases, you know, some stressful hormones like cortisol and epinephrine and dopamine. So really on a scientific level, just from purely brain chemistry, we know that laughter can very powerfully transform our mood. But I think that on a real life level, from my perspective, laughing just helps you, you know, kind of take the seriousness and the stress and the dysfunction and expectations that all of us deal with on a regular day-to-day basis and just puts things in perspective. Specifically, I'll give you an example for myself. If I'm stressed out about my performance at work and I make a joke to myself about it and I make myself laugh, I really relieve myself in that moment and I relieve the tension and just feel better. So in stressful moments, really for anything, I've worked that joke-making muscle. And it's really become an adaptive way to deal with stress. And I mean, let's be real. I'm not walking around cracking jokes at inappropriate moments like a bad clown. I'm talking internally. If we can all find a way to sort of find the humor in a stressful situation, even to ourselves, even internally, it really does help transform your mood in that moment and even throughout the day.
So trivialization is a way to demote the stress and actually bring it into your consciousness that the problem is not that great and usually is not insurmountable.
Not only that, but it also gives you a clearer perspective because when you're stressed out in that moment, it is hard to see what all the available solutions are. But when you are laughing and you are relieving those stressful, tense hormones that build up when stress comes on, you really do allow yourself really and give yourself the opportunity to be able to have a more successful solution or make a better decision or see things for what they really are, like you just said, trivialization.
So it opens your mind and perhaps even it opens your eyes a little bit to other things.
For sure.
Well, does being a comedian make a difference in the lives of others around you? I mean, have you gotten direct feedback that you're a little bit unusual because you combine the scientific with a hint of humor that sort of doesn't let people get too serious, but yet tells them what's important?
You know, I love that you brought that up because let me take it from a perspective of what I do in my day-to-day life dealing with specialists, okay, like endocrinologists, for example. they spend all day weighing the risks and the benefits of the different drug therapies. And, you know, they are seeing people with a very, very chronic disease that is extremely depressing, that can really be incredibly overwhelming to not only the patient, but really to all of the lives that are in the patient's life. Diabetes is a really overwhelming disease. And, you know, like I said, you can trivialize certain things, but obviously you're not going to trivialize diabetes. But I'll give you a specific example of the way that I bring comedy into something like diabetes. I was speaking with one of my most renowned endocrinologists, and I was talking with him about the differences between the different drug therapies. And we were sort of at a stalemate, and we were talking about the drug, and I said, one of the reasons why this drug is actually better than all of the other drugs is, besides the efficacy, besides the safety profile, it's the only drug in the class that's gluten-free and dairy-free. And he just kind of stopped and listened and laughed. And it took a lot of the stress out of that conversation, and we were able to get back to the clinical profile of the drug, but to relieve some of that tension that was building, because the disease itself is so very chronic and really has a very negative effect on people's lives. So that's how I sort of use comedy directly when I'm in my business mode. Now, when I'm talking about how it's transformed lives around just me in general, I would say that being a comedian, I've just brought more laughter into the lives closest to me. And I think just being involved in comedy, I tend to get my friends and my family involved more in comedy, in other comics, in comedy specials, in YouTube clips. I'll send them funny, quick quips from YouTube of other comedians that correlate to maybe what they're dealing with in their own job. And just that break in the day provides you with a little bit of humor and relief to then go about your next task.
You sound like the guy with 2 6-shooters in their holster.
Yeah.
One shooter's got a gun with bullets that's science, and the other shooter has a gun that's a water pistol. They never know what they're going to get from you.
Right, and isn't that medicine? It's a science and an art.
That's what Patch Adams with a red nose would make people feel better, encourage the placebo effect. But I know from doing lectures that if you have humor, you get people not only out of the mood, you open their eyes to something else, that the joke realizes a different avenue that they haven't seen, and the slide you may have on the screen all of a sudden takes a new perspective. So when can people get into, how can they see your comedies, or where do you perform in New York? How do they know to see you?
Well, I'm actually performing on February 19th at the New York Comedy Club at 7 p.m. Some of my videos are on YouTube. If you look me up just by my name, Lauren Chicklow, you're able to see some of my routines on YouTube.
Wonderful. I'm sure you don't use the same verbiage with your endocrinologist, but I'm sure they're laughing just as hard.
Exactly. But it's nice to have it in my arsenal.
I love it. And, you know, I think what your message is to all of us is it's good to laugh. It's good to make others laugh. And it's good to laugh at yourself so you
Absolutely.
Don't take yourself so seriously.
Absolutely. It provides better perspective. It improves the circulatory system and just gives you a clearer vision overall.
Well, people may ask, why is an eye doctor bringing up subjects like this? The fact is, it is the substructure of life, human existence, making it better, dealing with aging, dealing with stress, dealing with disease, dealing with your doctor, and ultimately dealing with yourself. I'm so glad to have you on, Lauren. We're going to have you back and probably amuse the audience, because that's what they really need. They got to not take life so seriously listening to this on their car.